بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate.
سبح لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم.
All that is in the heavens and all that is on earth extols Allah's glory. He is the most mighty, the most wise.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا لم تقولون ما لا تفعلون.
Believers, why do you profess that which you do not practice?
كبر مقتا عند الله أن تقولوا ما لا تفعلون.
It is most loathsome in the sight of Allah that you should profess what you do not practice.
إن الله يحب الذين يقاتلون في سبيله صفا كأنهم بنيان مرصوص.
Allah indeed loves those who fight in His way as though they are a solid wall cemented with molten lead. As though they are a solid wall cemented with molten lead. This elucidates two things. First, that God is truly pleased only with those believers who are ready to fight and risk their lives in His way. Second, that the army of believers whom God loves is possessed of three qualities. One, it should fight with full consciousness that it is fighting in God's cause alone. Two, it should fight as a well-organized and well-arrayed force rather than a disorganized and undisciplined mob. Three, it should be possessed of full unity in its ranks and be like a solid wall cemented with molten lead against the enemy.
وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ يَا قَوْمِ لِمَ تُؤْذُونَنِي وَقَدْ تَعْلَمُونَ أَنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْفَاسِقِينَ
And called to mind when Moses, peace be upon him, sent to his people, O my people, why do you torment me when you know well that I am Allah's messenger to you? So when they deviated, Allah made their hearts deviant. Allah does not direct the evildoers to the right way. When you know well that I am Allah's messenger to you.
This is said as a warning to the Muslims, lest they behave towards their prophet, peace be upon him, in the manner the Israelites had behaved towards their prophets. For if they did so, they would inevitably meet the same fate that overtook the Israelites.
Allah does not direct the evildoers to the right way.
God does not direct to the straight way those who are bent upon following crooked ways, nor does He forcibly dignify those who are intent upon disobeying Him by enabling them to embrace true guidance and tread the path of righteousness.
وَإِذْ قَالَ عِيسَى ابْنُ مَرْيَمَ يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيَّ مِنَ التَّوْرَاةِ وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولٍ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ اسْمُهُ أَحْمَدٍ فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ قَالُوا هَذَا سِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ
And called to mind when Jesus, son of Mary, peace be upon him, said, O children of Israel, I am Allah's messenger to you. I verify the Torah which has come before me, and I give you the glad tiding of a messenger who shall come after me, his name being Ahmed. Yet, when he came to them with clear signs, they said, This is sheer trickery. O children of Israel, I am Allah's messenger to you.
This refers to the second instance of Israel's disobedience. The first instance belongs to the early period of their glory, whereas the second belongs to a time that marks the end of that period, whereafter they were overtaken by God's enduring scourge. The main purpose of narrating these instances is to warn the Muslims against the dire consequences of behaving in the manner the Israelites had behaved.
His name being Ahmed,
This refers to an unambiguous prediction by Jesus, peace be upon him, regarding the coming of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. We have elaborately substantiated this prediction elsewhere.
This is sheer trickery.
The actual word used is sihr, which signifies in the present context trickery and fraud rather than magic or sorcery. It may be noted that in the Arabic literary usage, the meaning of the word sihr is not confined to magic. The use of this word in the sense of deceit is also well established. The verse therefore means that when the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, whose coming had been foretold by Jesus, peace be upon him, did indeed come, his claim to prophethood was denounced as sheer fraud and deception by the Israelites and the followers of the Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him.
وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنِ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبَ وَهُوَ يُدْعَى إِلَى الْإِسْلَامِ وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ
Who would be more unjust than he who invents a lie about Allah, the while he is being called to Islam? Allah does not direct such evil-doing folk to the right way. Who would be more unjust than he who invents a lie about Allah?
In other words, it is highly iniquitous to give the lie to the claim made by a prophet who had been so designated by God and to dismiss God's revelation to him as his own contrivance,
the while he is being called to Islam.
In the first place, it is outrageously unjust to declare a true prophet to be an impostor. But it is even more monstrous to hurl abuses and slanders at a true prophet who calls people to worship and obey God, and then to resort to such ignoble means as lies, false accusations, and slander to thwart his mission.
يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ
They seek to extinguish Allah's light by blowing with their mouths, but Allah shall spread His light in all its fullness, howsoever the unbelievers may abhor this.
هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون
He it is who has sent forth the messenger with the guidance and the true religion, that he may make it prevail over all religion, however those that associate aught with Allah in his divinity might dislike this.